This is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
As somebody who woke up one morning and couldn't open my eyes and they were all crusty and nasty, I know what pink eye feels like. And as somebody who's had kids, both kids that have gotten it, I know how really gross it is. But is there any way to prevent it? Is it bacterial or viral? What do you do if your kid comes down with pink eye? My guest, Dr. Naveen Mehrotra, he's a pediatrician in private practice and a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Mehrotra, so pink eye, is this viral or is it bacterial?
That is the million-dollar question, because that's how we decide what the next step is going to be. But then it's not just bacterial versus viral. There are other types as well, like allergic. So it gets very confusing when a child presents with that pink eye and comes to the office.
So what are they presenting with?
So the kid might just have a little bit of redness that shows up, and the parents panic because now at this point they're not able to send their child to daycare or school or whatever activity they may be engaged in, because everybody's so attuned to it, and they automatically think that pink eye is something that's going to be highly contagious, and it's going to spread from child to child and create an epidemic in their school.
Nobody wants to be the cause of that letter.
True.
It's like the lice letter. You don't want to be the reason that the lice letter goes around. You don't want to be the reason the pink eye letter goes around. So, yes, it's highly contagious, right? One kid touches the other kid and then rubs their eye, and there it is.
Right. Well, the viral and the bacterial piece, yes, but the allergic one is not. So that is where, as a pediatrician, when the child comes in, we have to differentiate what this could be and sort of understand the precautions that need to avoid the spread.
So what can we do? I mean, you and I were talking off the air a little bit about the ball pits, which I can't stand, and those little playgrounds and the things at malls and different restaurants that cater to kids and playgrounds. What do we do? Do we keep them away? Do we sanitize their body before they jump into the ball pit or crawl through the little tube?
Well, you're so right on this, because kids love to go into these activity places, and these activity places are definitely breeding grounds for germs. And kids, you know, obviously there's tons of kids at all of these places, and the administration of that place, facility, does not sanitize every, you know, few minutes. So those germs stay in those, ball pits or whatever rides that the kids are doing or games that they're playing. And the germs are spread that way. So it really depends, I think, on your child and you. So what I recommend is, if you see a lot of kids that are playing in that facility and they appear sick, don't go.
Or run in the other direction.
Run
with
the other direction.
Sorry, they're closed, kid.
But the thing is, you know, kids will be kids, and they do want that outlet for their energy, and they love that playtime. So it becomes difficult to say don't go to these facilities, but then you have to keep in the back of your mind that you may contract these germs. So
if you get it in one eye, does it mean you're going to get it in the other?
Sure. So if you get it in one eye, and if it is the contagious type, it will most probably spread to the other eye, or you may get both eyes affected at the same time. So the way to prevent that is from doing good hand washing, making sure that you wash your hands 50 times a day. So if you're going to be taking care of your child with a pink eye, do those warm compresses, you know, instill the eye drops as prescribed by the pediatrician. But as soon as you do that, go and wash those hands. Soap and water. Antiseptic, and make sure that you don't touch your eyes with it, because otherwise that's how it spreads from person to person.
So what's the treatment for it?
If it's bacterial, then we have to go ahead and give an antibacterial eye drop, and that will take care of those pink eyes. If it's viral, we just have to wait a few days, typically 5 to 7 days, and it's self-limiting. So you go ahead and give them symptomatic treatment, you know, tell them to do warm compresses. Depending on the severity, there may be some eye drops that are given just for comfort. And if it's allergic, then we would go ahead and prescribe anti-allergy eye drops. So based on the type of pink eye that we think it is the appropriate treatment.
So sometimes kids are, especially in the summer, they're swimming in chlorinated water. And, you know, so then they come out, their eyes are all red. Or if they're in a lake, then sometimes they come out, their eyes are red and itchy. But that's not necessarily pink eye, yes?
Right. So that is an irritant conjunctivitis. So that is something that caused them an allergy on whatever, you know, the water they were in, or maybe the pollen or the dust that they were around in the environment that caused this allergic conjunctivitis. So the hallmark for that is that the eye is very, very itchy. You have a history like that, that they are an allergic type of a child, and that will make my diagnosis a little bit more leaning towards allergy, and I would go ahead and treat that as an allergy or an allergic conjunctivitis. If the child is coming in with a lot of, you know, really green, thick, pussy discharge from the eye, that looks like pink eye bacterial, I would go ahead and prescribe an antibacterial eye drop. So based on, as I said, the history and the exam is where the pediatrician would decide the next step.
I don't even know how you pediatricians want to deal with that particular situation. I mean, really, and putting gloves on. Are we as parents supposed to try and uncrust those little crusties? Are we supposed to try and open up their little eye, wipe it off, clean it off?
We should, and that's part of the treatment. So we start off with warm compresses to the eye, so at least the eye can be examined appropriately. The child can then look around and actually see where they're going. So if they're waking up with that crusty and their eyes are totally shut, take that warm water, take that washcloth, really press the eye, and go ahead and clean out the eye and see how the crusting progresses over time.
Okay, so they can't go to school for how long? Suppose you've uncrusted it and gotten the goop out and gone to your pediatrician and even gotten those eye drops, when are they not contagious and when can they go back to school and such?
Right, so if it's bacterial, typically once the eye is clean and the eye is not red anymore, then they can go back to daycare. And I think if the daycare has a nurse or if the daycare has some sort of other medical professional, they stick by that. And the parents get really frustrated a lot of times, because even if there's a little bit of redness in the eye, a lot of times they get run right back home. So, but the way it should be is that once the eye is clean, the child can go back to daycare.
Okay, so it's not contagious technically once that stuff is all clean. Is there ever a need for a systemic antibiotic?
Typically not, unless the conjunctivitis spreads and you develop what's called cellulitis, which is an infection around the eye. That can go ahead and get very serious, and it can become a whole gamut of other things that get very, very dangerous very quickly. So if it's just localized to the white part of the eye, inside the eye, then it's conjunctivitis. But if the surrounding area of the eye gets red and swollen, that is when you need to make sure that that child gets examined by a pediatrician right away. Because just if the cellulitis spreads, it can spread directly into the brain, and it can spread on other parts of that side of the face. So we need to be vigilant about what we're looking at and how we're treating it.
So important. You need to really get to your pediatrician, and as Dr. Mehrotra said, use a warm compress, get their eye opened up, cleaned up a little. You want to take them to the pediatrician and find out if it's bacterial or viral, and get the drops if you need them. Make sure they don't go to daycare. Wash your hands, and if you're the parent that's cleaning that goop off, wear gloves and wash your hands afterwards, because nothing's worse than getting it right away from your kid, because then you're the one cruising off to the doctor with the same thing. So it's definitely something you want to keep an eye on. I really didn't mean to say that, but it's something we need to all be attention to, and it's highly contagious, so you don't want to send your kid off to daycare or school when they've got lovely pink eye. And of course, you're listening to Healthy Children with our great friends from the American Academy of Pediatrics right here on Radio MD. If you missed anything, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio, iTunes, or the free TuneIn Radio app. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.